So, welcome to this first Teach and Split meeting, taking place here in Antwerpen at the invitation of the MUCA media team. Teach and Split, as Wendy said, first edition started in Barcelona, in the Tapies Foundation. Then was the second edition in Sevilla and in the International University of Andalusia, followed last October by an evening on cyber communism in the Halle van Schaerbeek in Brussels. First, we want to thank Edwin Karels and his team for this invitation. Then some practical information, as Wendy already told you, the language today will be English, even if you will notice in our accents some traces of Flemish, French and Spanish. I begin with a 10-minute introduction to Stitch and Split project itself, going through the different voices and issues stitched together during the previous stops of our science fiction project. Then I will give the stage to our first guest, who was also the last one in Sevilla, David Sanchez Rubio, Professor of Philosophy of Law, University of Sevilla. Then we will have a 10-minute break. You can use it for a break or for questions. And then followed by the two screenings of tonight, a short experimental film by Mara Matushka, SOS Extraterrestria, followed by Rintaro's Metropolis. So first about us, who are we, or rather, how do we work here? The activities organized by Constant are marked by the idea that the most fruitful debates spring from the interstices of disciplines and genre. The online dictionary describes interstices as following: a space that intervenes between things, especially one between closely spaced things, a gap or a break in something generally continuous, or a short space of time between events. Rather than thinking transdisciplinarity as one discipline or a genre next to each other, we also use the interstices which are between them as platforms, as places of encounters, as places of tensions. That is why for Stitch and Split and for the other events we organize, we propose a number of specific devices and of strategies. The aim of all of them is to encourage passage from one discipline to another, from one cultural context to another, swapping the position of the spectator with the position of participant. And that's why we propose here screenings, which combine popular and experimental or scientific films, encounters, workshops between participants with different horizons and different practices: scientists, fans, artists, critics, university teachers. And we offer you accessible and distributable resources via the website. All the written and the audio archives can be downloaded from the Stitch and Split internet website. And I can tell you also that at this moment we are preparing a publication of text from the previous encounters which took place in Barcelona and Sevilla, which combines theory and fiction. The voices that you are going to hear now during the short introduction of Stitch and Split are taken from the recordings of the previous events, and as I told you, you can download them from the website. And the images you are going to see are fragments of the maps drawn by our graphic designer, Harrison, to announce our previous Stitch and Split events. You can also download the poster on the website, or you can just take it here later.
Patchwork kind of mosaic approach. Images that had been stitched together.
Stitch and Split.
According to science fiction writer and critic Philip K. Dick, science fiction is not so much about aliens, spaceships, and zap guns, but about what he described as our known society, our world, dislocated by some kind of mental effort on the part of the author.
I think that recognizing other humans and non-humans of some kinds anyway as subjects and not as objects is a good thing, and that science fiction can help us to do that, helping us to, or almost forcing us to see what we as organic human beings might have in common with an intelligent animal of a different species, an intelligent alien, or an intelligent machine, whether built by ourselves or somebody else.
Pourquoi est-ce que c'est pas de la philosophie? Parce que c'est une question qui préoccupe activement les différents acteurs. Qu'est-ce que ces humains? Devrions-nous nous en débarrasser ou devons-nous les tolérer malgré leur mauvaise conduite, etc. Donc sur un mode très factuel, l'homme n'est plus au centre, c'est simplement une espèce malheureuse, mal élevée, avec des idées tout à fait bizarres, comme par exemple celle qu'a inventée Monsieur Darwin.
So what is a human isn't a question that scientists have really been very convincing about answering to us. They have a certain question. What is the purpose of life? All of these theological questions, we end up relating them through science fiction.
Far from being escapist for me, science fiction imagines possibilities for where we want to go.
I guess that Nalo Hopkinson, Catherine Ramirez, Ken MacLeod, Isabel Stengers, Leah Gilliam, and Salman Said have already given you some clues about what we mean by science fiction. Science fiction imagines possibilities where we want to go. It's not so much about aliens and spaceships, it's about our dislocated world. From this point of view, science fiction diagnoses not only what is happening to us now, but it also reveals speculative risk. We meet the possible and impossible scenarios that the present enable us to conceive. And we also look for a powerful suggestion, inviting us to imagine what could be possible and at what price.
How can we think about our bodies, our actions, our science, our technology in the world, and how do we transform those thoughts into deeds?
What can a body do? This crossroads of interventions on science fiction also raises the questions, what can the individual and collective bodies do? Which stitches, seams, cars, patchworks, mosaics, and which splits do we wish for? Which ones do we fear? Which ones seem inevitable to us? And which ones would we like to prevent? What future lies in store for human and non-human body? And also what present. Bodies are historic sites of political, cultural, scientific, and technological renegotiation. Bodies are also objects of knowledge and of science, which means they can undoubtedly be transformed or badly treated. But they can also incorporate resistance and experimentation of a possible present and future. In contrasting the bodies of our planet, what is nature and what is culture? We define the categories, the borders of sexist gender is a good example of what our inherited bodies render possible and impossible, for best and for worse. We rebuild these bodies, categories, boundaries daily. A certain kind of feminism inspires us to perceive sexual gender bodies as a privileged political site for the creation of possible futures, based on a present that is not so easily modified, a present that resists mutations. We can also think of science fiction as being itself a rebuilt body, a transgendered, a transdisciplinary science, a space which allows each so-called man and woman to define their relationship to identity within society and their point of entry into that society.
Now, a science fiction that truly wants to take up the potential of being a history of the future, not just a dramatization of political philosophy, would probably be a science fiction that would have to recognize that the distinction between the West and the rest came about at a particular moment in history, and like all moments in history, it will fade away. And a really interesting science fiction, I would put it to you, would be a science fiction written without the West and the rest. That would be a post-colonial science fiction, which is no longer haunted by the 500 years of the past and no longer sees the necessity to project those 500 years forever into the future.
My friend, writer Ian Hageman, has said that when he reads a science fiction future in which all the human beings are white, he wonders when the race war happened that changed the world so drastically, and why the writer hasn't seen fit to mention it.
Or do we consider science fiction as a post-apocalyptic tabula rasa, which will enable every male and female alien those without identity papers, refugees from the New World, to tell stories of colonialism, conquest and resistance, to explore relations and alternative concepts and their contradictions, and therefore to redefine the limits of the subject and the community, to imagine freely relations which are not based on the domination of single and self, but which are inspired by collectivity and exchange. Thus, science fiction offers the possibility of narrating the world differently, not based on known motifs, repeat and already proven. But here lies also the questions of who can change, redefine the relationship within scientific, technological, socio-political organizations, structure, system, and how can they be reformed? Defying, ignoring, fighting borders is not an abstract challenge, and crossing borders then doesn't have the same meaning for everybody.
Est-ce que ce qu'ils font là, est-ce que ce qu'ils font là, ces chercheurs en expérimentation sociale historique, est-ce que ce n'aurait pas dû être le travail des chercheurs de nos sciences, des chercheurs de sciences humaines, sociales et historiques? Pourquoi les sciences créatives dont j'ai parlé n'ont-elles pas créé du nouveau en ce qui concerne notre rapport à nous-mêmes, à nos sociétés, à nos histoires? Pourquoi ont-ils simplement créé du nouveau par rapport aux pierres, aux électrons, aux bactéries? Pourquoi notre société a-t-elle été bouleversée par des techniques nouvelles, mais pas par l'exploration de manières nouvelles de nous entendre ou de ne pas nous entendre, de travailler ensemble, de penser ensemble? Pourquoi justement les scientifiques se sont-ils à ce point, dans ce cas, laissés faire? Pourquoi se sont-ils laissés soumettre? Pourquoi, à partir de la psychologie animale et avec les sciences humaines, avons-nous eu affaire à des sciences tristes, coupées de l'invention? Des sciences qui, de fait, semblent d'autant plus fières d'elles-mêmes qu'elles ont réussi non pas à produire du nouveau, mais à rendre moins intéressant, moins compliqué, moins surprenant ce qu'elles étudient. On peut dire que la science-fiction fait le travail que les chercheurs des sciences humaines ne font pas. Il y a là apparemment apparition de chercheurs qui posent les questions que, quelque part, les sciences humaines, les sciences sociales, les sciences psychologiques n'ont pas posées.
We hope for a meeting place between human rights, philosophy and contemporary science fiction. A place for situated thinking, eager to experiment, but aware of modernity's promises and treasons in philosophy and social and economic sciences. Where do abstraction and idealization lead us in this field of human culture and politics? Science fiction is not neutral, it proposes and exposes us. So, my travel to these previous events of Stitch and Split stops here, or starts with an invitation to explore the stitches and splits between science fiction, between science and what is possible if. So now I leave you with one of these explorers, of these researchers, who use science fiction as a place of expatriation to question human rights, the law and its own practice. So, David Sanchez Rubio is going to give you a lecture on science fiction and the construction of rights, identity and social relationships.